This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening. Kat and I are with you this evening on Joy 94.9, joined by a very special guest, Gemma. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Dystopical is a debate and a reflection on what matters to queer women in our community. Now, usually Kat and I have been pretty faithful to discussing issues that are directly relevant to queer women, and we've decided after a little discussion and a little thought that we'd start expanding and, you know, talking about things that were of interest to us outside of our directly queer lives, because, you know, we have interest outside of those things.
Well, I do.
And hopefully other people, and hopefully other people do too. So tonight, since we had our colours read recently, we'll be talking to Gemma about how that works. Now, Gemma used to work with your mother, I believe, as a practitioner.
Yeah, my mother's an Orosoma colour therapist. So that's how I kind of got into it.
And you've done a course on it. You've run some stalls at Mind and Body Spirit festivals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to talk to you about that in just a sec. But Kat, tell us about this Orosoma.
Look, stuff. I'm really excited, especially, you know, coming from a starting point of being, as you both know, a bit of a cynic, I guess, originally about anything that I would consider to be, new agey. However, I have been converted. A little bit of background, I guess. Orosoma has been described as a non-intrusive, self-selective soul therapy. It's about self-understanding as well. It doesn't really matter what your perceptual framework is. You can be like me and be a little bit cynical about New Age stuff, or not. There's lots of different ways of looking at colour therapy and understanding colour therapy. You can look at it in a New Age kind of, you know, connecting the soul with the body kind of way, which is not really New Age. It's been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It's kind of, I guess, originally a Vedic tradition. Anyway, I'm a dork, so I will keep going. So you can look at it in a kind of spiritual way, but you could also look at it, through a lens of, something like quantum physics, which appeals a little bit more to people like me.
But not to me, but please continue.
Yeah, well, okay, so if you think about it this way, all matter is light that vibrates at different frequencies, okay? At the cellular level, humans are light. We're like biophotons, and we take in and we give out light. So even from a scientific perspective, colour therapy makes a lot of sense. And so regardless of how you look at it, what your perceptual frameworks are, what your biases are, we actually already know, it's kind of a given that we tend to use colour therapeutically anyway, even if it's not some kind of organized system. And we use it in our lives. We're attracted to certain colors. We hate other ones. Some make us feel uncomfortable.
And those things change, on a daily basis. They change on a weekly basis. And some colors you're attracted to for your whole life and you don't really know why. You know, I might love red while someone else, is...
can't stand it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And those, as you said, that can shift. Mm. There are certain colors that I used to love that I don't anymore, and ones that I just actually want to have in my house all the time. Mm. So I guess something like Orosoma colour therapy is just a much more systematic way of understanding our connection to colour and exactly what it can do for us.
Right. Beautifully put, Catherine. Well,
thank you very much.
All right, well, we're going to play you a couple tracks, and when we get back, we'll start getting into what all this stuff means and what it is. All right, welcome back. You're listening to Dystopical on Joy 94.9. Now, we are talking about Orosoma color therapy today, but just before we get to that, we were just listening to Close to Me by The Cure and a new song put out by Melbourne artist Jade Leonard. It's called Five Star. Now, Jade Leonard is is an Australian singer, pianist, who specializes in original contemporary and jazz music. And a cool thing about her, I guess, is that she doesn't put out music anymore on CDs, but she does most of her music you can find digitally, because that reflects our commitment to the environment and waste reduction. So you should be able to find our music on iTunes. Thank you, Jade Leonard, for that.
So as Perrine said, tonight we're talking about Aura Soma Colour Therapy with our very special guest, Gemma. Now, if you've got anything that you would like to ask or any comments or any, you know, amazing information that you'd like to pass on, during the show you can text us on 0427JOY949. You can Facebook us at Dystopical, which is DYSTOPICAL. You can email us at dystopical@joy.org.au, or you can use the smartphone Joy app. You can download it for free and send comments straight from that. So Gemma, hi and welcome to
the
show.
Hello, thanks for having me, guys.
So all right, I'm going to ask you lots and lots and lots and lots of questions. Yay. About Aura Soma. But I guess one thing that I found really interesting when I did a bit of research about it was that the person that developed this system was actually clinically blind.
Yeah,
which is really interesting. So can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, where did it come from? How was it developed? Sure. Where's it at now?
Definitely. So I guess I won't go into too much detail because, you know, there's a lot of information out there on Aura Soma, and you kind of just want to start at the beginning and everyone's journey into it is really different. Mine is, I'm really passionate about it because, you know, it's helped me so much in my journey, and we've all got stuff and we've all got, you know, issues, and it just helped me to identify some of the key issues in my life and to work through them. Mm. It's, you know, just given me a base to actually, you know, process information and process, you know, emotions and that kind of thing. So, you know, kind of going back to where it started, Vicky Wall was the founder of Aura Soma. She was actually an alchemist, so as in a pharmaceutical alchemist, like extracting oils and chemical, you know, very, you know, smart scientific lady based in science to start with. And as her life progressed, she got progressively blind until she was eventually diagnosed as legally completely blind. She found that when she was working with the materials that make up these, you know, Aura Soma, which are, they are essentially bottles, glass bottles of colour essence. What makes up the colour essence is herb and flower essences, which some people will be familiar with, crystal essences and essential oils. When she found that she was working with the raw materials and doing the extracting of the essences, that even though she was blind, she could see the colour. She could perceive what colour she was working with based on what the essences were. So, you know, like violet of amethyst, violet of lavender, when she was working with these, that's what she was perceiving. So she realised, you know, that colour had this amazing energetic effect, you know, based on the different materials that she was using. So she started developing bottles for herself to use on her body to treat some things that she had. Obviously, she was a woman of a great amount of illness and a lot of suffering in her life. And she created them solely for the purpose of treating her own, you know, kind of mental, emotional, physical ailments. And as she kind of went along, her friends started, you know, what's that? What have you been using? You know, blah, blah, blah. And she passed a few bottles on to a few different people. And as it kind of went along, you know, the feedback was all really amazing. And they were like, can you do something for this? And can you make a bottle for this? And, you know, everyone just kind of caught on really quickly and started, you know, really loving, you know, the bottles and what they were about. So that's kind of how it all started. So, like today, just there's recently in July, a bottle birthed again. That takes it to 109. There's 109 coloured bottles made up of these amazingly extracted essences. And each of them have a different colour combination. They're essentially oil over water. So they make up two different colours. In some cases, it's all the same colour. Yeah, they're really phenomenal when you see them in
real
life.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so what is this about? Aura Soma Colour Therapy.
Look, it's really different for everyone, but the basis of what colour therapy is about is that colour is a language. Colour has its own language in psychology, based in, you know, based in psychology and based in energy, whatever understanding that you're more comfortable with. But that colour has its own language, and we use colour in our lives every day. We respond to colour emotionally, we respond to it physically and mentally, and we often don't even realise that we're doing it. So what Aurasoma aims to do is to connect you to the language of the colour so that you can use it as a self-awareness tool to find out what's going on with you, and to actually physically interact with colour and work with colour in a way that can change your energetic makeup. It can actually help you get through things and process emotions, and actually support you, you know, if you surround yourself with certain colours, to get through, you know, whatever that colour's issue is that you need to work through.
So you don't have to just utilise these bottles. You can utilise colour in your life generally.
That's exactly right. I mean, or Vicky, you know, the bottles are vibrational. So, you know, some people understand what that means, in that they're essences of oils and crystals and herb and flowers. So they work on a vibrational level with your energy field. They found that when they actually took these coloured bottles and applied them on people and took before and after aura shots, which, you know, everyone's gone and had an aura shot at some kind of festival.
I haven't.
You should probably do that. It's a really interesting, fun kind of thing. You know, it's
been
around.
I've always been tempted, but I'm such a skeptic. Oh. That, I'm just like, yeah, no.
Aura photos is one of the things they can't disprove, because it's different with every individual that steps in front of the camera, and the technology is so amazing and so advanced. They actually can't disprove that, you know, that the concept of the energy and the colour and the light, because we're made up of light,
yeah,
is actually real. So they did before and after photos of the aura based on pre wearing a bottle, like putting the bottle oil on you, and not, and the auras changed dramatically, and
like
you
changed colour.
Changed colour, and you notice an instant dramatic, like, change in colour in the aura based on using the bottle. So, you know, they actually do work. You can use them on you. But, I mean, Aurasoma, there's a lot involved in the Aurasoma and the Equilibrium bottles, but you don't have to invest all that money into using them. You can actually, I mean, it's great too, but you can actually just take the message of the colour and apply it to the way you think about colour and the way you interact with colour and the way you use colour in your life, as in making choices in, you know, your new home or what I'm going to wear today, or having a more conscious, you know, effort into, you know, getting that colour to work for you instead of against you. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, it just, even being a complete skeptic, I mean, it does actually make sense to me. I mean, I'm aware of the fact that we all do utilize color anyway in our everyday life, and we're attracted to certain colors, and we all know things like, you know, red makes you like hungry and,
yeah,
and energetic, and it's recommended to always have a red wall in your baby's,
yeah, there's
room,
all
because
these,
it makes the neurons really fire faster, and et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, it's really funny that you say that, because so much of the information about the bottles is in old kind of mythology, like that, in kind of our basic framework of colour, is not inaccurate. It is accurate, but this system kind of expands on that and gets you to look a little bit deeper. All the colours work in, you know, positive and negative, and some people don't like to use that term. Some people like to refer to it as when the colour's in balance in you or out of balance in you. It can pertain to a different kind of thing. So for like a basic example, if we want to talk about the color red, which is, we were talking about it today earlier, it's a really, you know, popular color. A lot of people love red. A lot of people are really drawn to red. When the red is in balance in you, and it's something that, you know, is in a good amount of energy around you, you'll be really passionate, you'll be really driven, you'll be really connected to creativity, you'll be really stable in your physical existence on earth. So, you know, you'll have a good understanding of money and of relationships and the way you interact with the world. Red is like what you would think of red. It's the life blood, it's blood, it's the life force energy, it's having the energy to do things and having good energy levels to, you know, be who you are. If your red is out of balance, you would be experiencing emotions like anger, frustration, resentment. You would be experiencing those kinds of negative shutdown kind of emotions. It's really interesting. We talk about the traffic light in Aurasoma, the red, amber and green, and they are exactly what they mean in the same way in Aurasoma. If you're a red person, you're a stop person. When you're talking to a red person, you know, because their body language is all blocked off, and they're just, you know, that they're saying, please don't talk to me, I don't want to talk to you. And when you've got issues going on and you're trying to hide something, you'll flash red at them. You don't realize, but your energy is actually sparking out red energy saying, stop, please don't talk to me. I don't want to be approached.
That's
right
so
now.
Interesting. Mm.
Yeah. And when we're like happy, we're in joy, we're in a joyful moment and we're kind of easy go lucky and we're really in tune with ourselves and we're open, we're gold. Like the energy is amber. It's actually like, you know, yellow and gold colors, which actually mean, yeah, you know, come on through, you know, I could go either way. I don't really have, you know, just, you know, going with the flow of life. And green, which is actually centered in kind of our heart area, is go. I'm ready. Bring it on. I love life. I love myself. I'm connected to everything, to nature, and, you know, just bring it. I'll take whatever you've got to give. So that's like a really basic example of some of how the language of the color works.
Now, this might be a bit of a naive question, but is there such a thing as, you know, a bad color or colors one should generally avoid, or is there no such thing?
There is actually no such thing. And even the colors that you think might be bad contain other colors that have positive and negative.
Like gray, for instance.
Gray is actually considered to be like on the, there's this color in Orosoma called deep magenta, and it's actually contains all of the colors but with very little white, so it's very dark. And anything black or gray can be considered deep magenta. Now, deep magenta is a very grounded version of all the colors. So even if you're wearing black or grey, you may not be shining a lot of light onto who you are, but you definitely still have all the colours.
Well, I was going to ask you about black because it is the quintessential Melbourne colour. You know, we're surrounded by black. Everyone wears black. You and I are actually both wearing black right now, and probably 90% of the people that I saw today were wearing black as well. What does that say about Melbourne?
It's true. It's actually true. But what you'll notice is they're not always in all black. Black is as a basic understanding in Orosoma can be taken in two ways. One, that the people wearing black are seeking to be invisible. They're seeking to blend into the crowd. When people wear colour, it's a statement. And people who choose or make the choice to wear black kind of want to fade into the background. The other thing is you can choose to see it as clear, as like a blank canvas. There's this, clear over clear is really interesting in Orosoma. People, there's a common kind of phrase coined around it that is, are you a window or a mirror? You guys can kind of mull over what you think that means. But if I'm a mirror, I reflect all light and I reflect everyone else that comes in contact with me. So I don't let anyone in and I actually just project what you're giving to me straight back at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a red, do you know what I mean? But
yep.
I'm clear. When you're a window, you let people see you. You let people in. You let the energy flow between, you know, two people. And black is kind of like a clear over clear. It's kind of seeking invisibility, but it's also clear over clear. A lot of people who wear black are a window. A mirror. They're not letting anyone see who they really are. But I'll have a glance around the next time you're wandering on the street and see people wearing black will express themselves in colour in some way. Lips, red lipstick, red hair, green hair, mohawk. Do you know what I mean? Like, people still express themselves through colour.
Okay.
Now, is Orosoma colour therapy something that's sort of in isolation to everything else, or can you use it as part of a larger way of, you know, living your life?
In a larger way, Freen. It's really interesting. Orosoma is one of the most integrated kind of new age modalities out there. It kind of encompasses numerology, the tarot. Each bottle, like 109 bottles, they all have a number, so they all vibrate, and if you relate to numerology, you can relate to the color that way. They all correspond to a tarot card as well, so if you understand tarot, you can also then tune into Orosoma through your understanding of tarot. And even deeper, it goes in and in and in, and it relates to the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life, and it goes really, really deeply. But as a basic introductory, coming to use it as a self-awareness tool, it's actually just the language of colour and understanding, you know, the colour that we use in the world.
Now, someone actually phoned in to say that they think that colours are subjective, not absolute. What would you say to that?
I would totally, totally agree with you. These coloured bottles that are a colour, and I know what you're saying there. I've studied fine arts. I know that different portions of different light and dark and black and white can make different colours on a spectrum that's absolutely infinite. I totally relate. But these are Vicky Wall's impressions of colour, and they're based on a vibration and an energy. So when each colour essence that she was creating became a certain colour, she couldn't see it, but she could feel that it would vibrate at a certain level. So I would say we're working with different levels of colour and different vibrations in colour, and that, yes, it's subjective, but it's the way you interact with it. And within the spectrum of Aurasoma, there are darker shades of colours and there are lighter shades of colour.
And I guess even if it is subjective and relative, I mean, you could make an argument that what I see as blue, you might see as pink, say, for example, and we can't know.
I guess what's important is, you know, what are you attracted to and why are you attracted
to it? And however you see it, and that's what's going to hold meaning for you.
And I just want to put out there that when you see all the bottles together, you cannot mistake one colour for another, because the spectrum that the Aurasoma has drawn up is so nicely defined in its beauty. People that walk up to the bottles that are usually in a light box, like lit from behind, are just overawed by the colour. And once you've seen an Aurasoma orange, that's what orange looks like to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and red is really red. So it's kind of idiot. It's definitely relative. But, you know, it's something when you see the bottles all together, because a lot of the combinations combine two colours, you get to understand their interpretation of the colour.
And so even if it is subjective to people in terms of, you know, what they physically perceive, I think that there actually are fairly common understandings about colours and what they do. I was just thinking then about how they made it illegal, I can't remember how many years ago. So exit signs used to be red, and then a few years ago that became illegal and exit signs now have to be green.
That's amazing.
Because people associate red with stop.
Yes.
And so the whole idea of an exit sign is you're supposed to leave. And so I remember I was at Parliament House many years ago, and they had special permission to have red exit signs because in one of the old parliamentary chambers, because it matched all the decor.
That's hilarious.
But otherwise, everything has to be green.
That's really interesting. There you go.
All right. Well, we're going to just go to some music, and when we get back, Gemma, you will be talking to us about some readings that you did for us recently and how to do those.
Yeah, definitely.
Welcome back. You're listening to Kat and Farin with a special guest, Gemma, on Dystopical on Joy 94.9. And if you want to get in touch with us during the show, you can text us at 0427-JOY-949. You can Facebook us at Dystopical. You can use a Joy smartphone app, or you can email us at dear.dystopical@gmail.com. Oh, and we were just listening to a little bit of laid-back music this evening.
And I feel very relaxed
Turn your lights down low. That was Bob Marley and What's Love with Shaggy featuring Akon.
All right, so tonight we're talking about Aurasoma colour therapy, which, I don't know, like I guess it sounds very new agey and... But I think Gemma's already established it's got a pretty solid grounding in science. And I have to say that I'm a convert, even though I am a skeptic about all things that light and airy and, you know, spiritual often. But I have to say I'm coming around. So what we're going to do now is we're going to get Gemma to explain to us what like a colour therapy session is, like what it involves, what happens during it, what's it for, and then what happens afterwards.
And how do you do this at home if you don't have bottles and stuff like that? You know, if I just wanted to be sitting at home listening to the radio show right now, how do I sort of pick colors and, you know, think
cool.
about them?
Let's talk about that. First of all, I'll just address Catherine Ann's skepticism. how did we convert you, Catherine Ann? We actually gave you a reading and you went, oh dear, that's actually scarily accurate.
It was really spot on.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then you believed me and then you were like, oh, tell me more.
I'm a convert.
And I've never, ever had anyone that I've done a reading for actually say to me, no, that's not me. Mm-hmm. Everyone I've ever read for has gone, wow, that's amazing. That resonated with some of the deepest parts of myself. And I think one of the reasons that it is that way and one of the reasons it's so powerful and meaningful is because it's self-selective. So you walk up to the 109 bottles in a coloured stand and you choose the colours that you're attracted to. You choose the bottles and the colour combinations that you're drawn to that are jumping out at you. And then we read the colour for you. It's not someone pulling cards out of a deck randomly going, yeah, this kind of means this, and you have no active you know, in the process, you're not active in the process. Whereas with Aurasoma, you're actually choosing. We're not choosing for you. So I think that's
one
of the reasons.
Choosing the colours that you're attracted to, or that
you're choosing,
or that
the colour combinations
you, so
that speak to you. Exactly. Yep. And then we're telling you what they mean. And what happens in a general consultation is you would choose four bottles in order. So you would choose your first bottle. And the way we usually frame it is you know, you're going on a holiday, or you're going on to a desert island for around 3 months, and you have to make a kind of a commitment to one of these bottles to take with you. So you're kind of coming at it from an emotional kind of, it's not just my favorite color of the moment, something I actually feel attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would choose bottles in a row, so 1, 2, 3, and 4 separately. And then based on which bottle is in which position, so the first, the second, the third, or the fourth, mm-hmm. we would read the colour language for you. So each bottle kind of says something different about a different aspect. So the second bottle usually is what colours might be out of balance in you. And that's usually the most interesting bottle. And it's usually the bottle that tells us the most about what needs to be worked through and what colours you need to be working on. So maybe you guys can kind of like elaborate a little bit on your consultations. I did one for both Kat and Fareen.
I think I've had two now.
You have. You've had your second one. And you're already looking at colours so differently.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
And I found that the second time round, I was interested in completely different colours.
Completely
than I was
different.
The first time.
But the first colours that you chose actually came through in the reading anyway, and it had shown your progression from the first
They changed places.
They swapped
right, yeah.
places around. Yeah. And it actually tells a really clear story about how you processed the issues from the first round of bottles,
mm-hmm.
where they'd gone in your mind and what you'd done. And then the second bottle showed all the new energy coming through in completely different colours. It was amazing.
Now, you'd actually done my, you know, colour reading fairly recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tried very consciously to not pick colours that, you know, I always love, like orange and red. And the colors I was picking, you know, were really interesting and not intrinsically aesthetically pleasing to me. But looking at this range of colors, they just sort of, you know, popped out. It was very immediately obvious to me, you know, what colors I was, you know, attracted to and what was, you know, speaking to me.
In that moment.
In that
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, that's exactly. And you could have picked bottles an hour or 2 hours later and they may have changed slightly.
Yeah.
But the foundations of the colors would have been there. And that's why anyone who's going to have a reading, you've got to be in a kind of clear frame of mind, and you've got to be wanting to hear the information that's coming through,
yeah.
so that your intention when you choose those colors is for your purest kind of for the most pure information to come through. So I think you were ready at the time, and that's why I was willing to do it for you, and yeah. the results were great.
The results were actually, I must say, a little confronting for me. I think that I wasn't expecting to have such an accurate sort of description of, you know, what's been happening in my life recently. And there's been a few struggles and things I've been, you know, sort of working through, and that came out really, really clearly.
Really
the
did.
Things that are missing in my life, the things that I want more of, that all was, you know, it was very distinct and it was very clear in the reading, much more so than it actually was in my mind. So when you started talking about those things, I was almost taken aback about the accuracy of it, and the fact that now that this is sort of in the light of day, I need to start doing stuff about it.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of be ready for this as well, I suppose.
So Gemma, so let's say you don't end up, you know, purchasing the bottles,
yep.
or whatever. Okay, so you have a consultation. You talk about different colours and what they mean to you. How then, after a consultation, would I work with those colours in order to help me to affect any changes?
Yeah, there are lots of different ways. I just want to first address something Fareen said. The reason that we could pull those colours you were drawn to on a subconscious level, and that's why you chose them, and then from a subconscious level, those colours helped us draw out the information that was lying so deep within you,
mm-hmm.
just through the basic language. Now, I've known you a little while, but I don't know everything about you,
yeah.
and I don't know your life in depth, but I got a really clear picture of your life situation,
mm-hmm.
based on the bottles that you picked. Back to...
That was really accurate. Because I know Fareen really well, and I was shocked
at
how accurate it was.
And you were there going,
yeah.
wow, that's amazing. Now, with colour, there's a lot of product available in Aurasoma, and I'm happen to be championing Aurasoma, but it's not the only colour care system out there. There are many. I don't discredit any of them. Go for it. Sample everything. Try what you like and find what fits you. Aurasoma just happens to appeal to me because of the essential oils and the herb and flower essences.
Yeah.
That's all something I really connect to and I really love
and
myself.
And it's a multi-sensory thing, I guess.
And it's, they,
yeah.
smell,
they smell amazing.
So what you can do is once you've had your reading and you've got this new knowledge, because that's what Aurasoma is for you. It's self-awareness and it's just knowledge about your issues and about what's going on with you, and gives you a more clear conscious idea of how to work with colors. So for example, in your second kind of bottle, you would, you know, there'd be a few colors that you needed to pick out, and then you could just introduce those into your life, in a painting, in throw cushions, in something, you know, just bringing more color into your life
and wearing it, I guess,
wearing it on your body, you know, buying oils that resemble it. Yeah.
Great. Well, we are just going to play a little bit of music. I really want to keep talking about this. And we have some people, you know, emailing us in to ask dear dystopical questions. Ooh. About colors. So can't wait to, you know, hear your responses to that in just a sec.
Me too.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dystopical on Joy 94.9. Kat and I are joined this evening by Gemma, and we're talking about Aurasoma color therapy. We've just been listening to the script, by the way. Ooh. Break even.
Hmm.
Now, we are on to the last few minutes of the show, and usually we have a section called Dear Dystopical where our listeners write in and, you know, ask sort of agony auntish questions, and we have a someone writing in today to ask a question. Someone,
so just to put you on the spot, Gemma, what usually happens in this section is if we have a guest in, then they get to answer the question, because of course it's relevant to you.
Yay.
So here we go, putting you on the spot. So this listener has written in, Dear Dystopical, in regards to colour, often people remark how lovely I look in red, but lately I find that I naturally, without thinking about it, am wearing blue. What are your thoughts? What do you think that might mean? And that's from Jessie.
Hi, Jessie. First, I want to break it down a little bit and just talk about Vicky Wall's biggest mantra was, we are the colours we choose. They represent the soul. They represent who you are as a person. So if you love wearing red and you look great in red and you wear it a lot and everyone usually comments, it means you're usually vibrating at a really, like, you're putting out a lot of red. When red's in its positive, I'll just draw you back to the bottle. It's bottle 6, and the name of the bottle is Energy Bottle. So basically, as a red person and wearing red, you are full of energy, you are full of life, have a real zest for life and energy to, you know, get up and go and do things and have lots of drive. Usually probably have a really nice kind of vivacious, creative, passionate disposition, and people are probably really drawn to you and attracted to you when you're wearing that color because it brings that out in you. The keynote of the bottle is enthusiasm and love for life. You may be being attracted to blue because you've had a shift in energy, you might be processing something and you find you might be needing blue in a subconscious way. Just to give you a bit of information on what blue is, it's bottle 2. It's the peace bottle. It's a really nurturing, peaceful energy. And what you might be craving is after wearing all that red and being such a vivacious person, if red gets out of balance, we can become kind of too energetic and not take enough time out for ourselves and not take enough, you know, kind of tranquil self-nurture time. And that's what you might be craving when you're wearing that blue, is just that little bit more peaceful. Blue is a beautiful color, but probably the most important thing about blue is it's the seat of all of our communication. So for me, if I was reading your color and you were saying to me, I'm wearing so much blue, I don't know what's going on, I would say to you, what do you need to say? What do you need to talk about? Is there something that you're not expressing that needs to be expressed? Are you holding something back? And is there something that you just really need to talk about and get it out, and that's stopping your beautiful, what you are usually, red, vivacious energy from coming out? Or you could just be really craving that peace and self-nurture.
That's really interesting. So then how would you then... So if you were to surround yourself with a certain colour, which is about to lead into another question, but if you were to surround yourself with a certain colour, does that kind of help you to create those things in your life?
Yeah, it can definitely help you, because what colour we talked about earlier is a vibration. It helps to raise your vibration to that colour so that you can then attract that, what that colour means or what that might mean for you in manifestation in your life.
Okay, I understand. Okay, one more question. Now this one is, I've been single for ages. Is there some way I can utilise colour to bring romance back into my life?
It's really funny. It sounds corny, but I get asked this question all the time.
I'm not surprised.
You know, every modality that's out there, people go, how do I make it, you know, how do I find my soulmate using this? It's one of the most common questions. And I actually answered it really recently for a friend. So when we think of romance, like, Farine, what colours do you think of?
Pink, red,
like all the Valentine's colors, all the pink and red. Mm. Yeah, beautiful. That is definitely where, like, red as an relationship, or that soul relationship as a need, comes from our red. Our red is our base instincts and our need for physical. So the need for a relationship, the need for sex, and the need for love is a red. It's a need of the red. Okay, so it's a red thing. And when you add white to red, what do you get? Is pink. So, you know, it becomes that base need, and then it becomes all light and fluffy, and we love, we're romance, amazing. It becomes really pink. That's what the colors are. But if that's all we're putting out there, if all we're putting out there is red, 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 I want, I need this, this is what I need, you can will it with all of your might, but you actually have to have the space for it. And when you fall in love, it doesn't happen in your base, you know, the base parts of your life. It happens in your heart. And that brings us to green. Now, what people don't realize is that if you are all red and all pink and all about romance and the idea of romance, which is what red and pink are, and you don't connect to romance through a heart space, through mm-hmm. your green, through green in your life, then you can't create a space for that to actually manifest in your life. And that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. A lot of people can be putting out there, romance, love, I want my soulmate, but actually don't have space for it in their lives. They work too much. They have heaps of friends. They're always busy. They actually don't have time to meet someone. So what I would say to you is, if you're looking for romance and looking for, you know, for love, then you need to actually create space for that in your life. And that's with green. So go the green.
So what would you do? How would you put green in your life?
Make a dramatic change or make a subtle change. Buy a green dress, wear it out, see what happens, see how your energy changes, see how the way you actually start to interact with people is a little bit different. It's going to take you into a heart space. It's going to take you deep into your heart's desires. So it can be really hard for some people to go into that heart space, and some people fall there naturally and really love it. So just experiment with it, experiment with how it makes you feel. If you decide that it's time that you love, you know, that you really want that person, then just throw heaps of green into your life, and I guarantee you that your heart will open.
I'm going to go buy a green cushion.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
You've been craving green, Catherine Ann.
Right. Well, we are almost at the end of our time this evening. Thank you so much for being with us, Gemma. And Jesse, who wrote in, says thank you so much, too. That sounds pretty correct.
Yay.
So you've been great. It's been fascinating. And I look forward to another color reading very, very soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And we have information on our website on where you can get more information on color soma stuff, right?
It's on our Facebook page. That's right. It is on our Facebook page.
All right, well, stick around for TJ and Keza coming up in just a sec on White Noise.
Good night.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.